Before we get to Louisville, my favorite thing that I've seen today, my favorite thing by far, you know, we talked about like the reunions with soldiers overseas and their families, like in weird games and ballparks and stuff. Like, it warms our hearts. When that started to become a thing, I was like, this is going to jump the shark at some point. It's going to get old and stale and mundane. Everybody's going to try to do it, and there's going to be so many.
Which is so curmudgeon-y of you.
And you know what? It just hasn't. It's still great, okay? Like, I was just wrong on it. One thing that, and then there are all these, like, these cultural things that we have that are in vogue and then they go away. They're in vogue and then they go away. Like, and I'm going to say this. Somebody's going to get mad at me for this. Like, the way people chronicle pregnancies, like, by months, and they get really, you know, I got friends that are married with kids, and, like, you make the sixes in, like, beads, and then lay the baby down, or whatever. Like, you make graphics for your baby. You know
right.
what I'm talking about?
Six months, seven months, eight months.
And I like it, but the whole time I'm thinking, this is not going to be this way when, like, I have kids, if I have kids. I mean, because Dutch is looking at me like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about right now? So, like, It's going to be different.
Dutch
can
just give you one of his. I mean, he has four.
I mean, he chronicled like the months of the pregnancy, like how big the baby is and all this. Everybody does this now, right?
Yes.
One of the great milestones in the last few months of a pregnancy is the gender reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a friend of mine had the gender reveal. Guy's a golfer. Husband's a golfer. So hit the ball off the tee. It's a girl. You know, like, yeah, it's pink. Woo! You know, and people are going to cheer regardless, so that makes it fun. You get a crowd of people, and no matter what happens, black, what does that mean? Green? What does green mean?
Orange?
You know, if it's blue or pink, people are going to cheer. Generally cheer without confusion.
We should start doing, for Clemson fans, orange is a boy, purple's a girl. And you
you know
colors.
What? That's great. That's a new thing. When this jumps the shark, we're doing that, okay?
Yeah. Trademark.
So, my favorite thing that I saw today is
it's so good.
This guy on Twitter, I saw this early this morning. Barstool Sports put it out. This guy's wife is like soft tossing to him, okay? Now, when you soft toss, it's baseball. There's a baseball gender reveal, there's golf, whatever. And so when you're soft tossing, you get like in front, not in front like a pitcher, but in front like where the opposite batter's box is.
Right.
And you're tossing sideways and you loft the ball up and you're supposed to drive your hands through, okay?
Right.
That's what soft toss
is.
Very
easy to hit, lob it up, hit it out of the park.
He is right-handed swinging, and she is across from him maybe, I don't know, 6 or 8 feet. And she lobs it up, and she threw it a little too hard, and it was like, when it was in the hitting zone, it was a bit high and
tight. It was inside.
The guy winds up the swing. He takes it. He takes the pitch. The thing explodes on the ground, and it's a girl. But, like, what
they
are you
don't
doing?
Cheer at all.
What are you doing?
He's mad. She's confused. It was very awkward. A very awkward start to this girl's life.
The other great gender reveal, were you there with the video of the gender reveal where the thing didn't break and it whacked the lady in the face? Remember that? It was like a batting practice pitch.
Oh, no.
And it didn't bust. So it just whacked her in the face. She's yelling like, you weren't supposed to swing that hard. Remember that?
Your gender reveal can go very wrong. And then you're stuck with that forever. I did see the one, though, where the whole family's gathered on the guy at the park.
Yeah.
And he shoots a free throw, and it lands in the hoop, and it explodes. I thought that was cool.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. I like that. I enjoy,
it can go really right or really wrong.
Look, you got to take the pitch. Sometimes you got to take pitches that are high and tight.
Not in that case.
So in that case with the basketball shot, he had to make that. He had to make that shot.
Yeah,
right?
See, if he had missed it, it would have been similar to this. It would have been really, you know, like, oh my gosh, you got to shoot it again.
What we'll do whenever you do your gender reveal, we can do it on the golf course. And if you hit it in the sand, it's a boy. If you hit it in the water, it's a girl. Because it's going in one of them. It's going in the sand or the water. It ain't going on a fairway.
Yeah. Andrew Whitman's helping me with
that's
that.
That's good.
He's helping me with that. These are all distractions. It's all about the target. The target is just make sure the thing explodes now because apparently it doesn't all the time. Goodness gracious. And don't take the pitch. For goodness sakes, step back and swing at it.
Oh, don't take the pitch.
You got to at least foul it off. I mean, at that point.
It was high and tight. Like, you would take it if you were taking bat. Like, if you were getting soft toss, you would have taken that pitch.
No.
And the coach would have been like, my bad. It was not a great toss.
Full count. You got to stay alive. You got to hit the ball somehow.
Do you agree with me on this gender reveal? Like, it's a big thing now, but it's going to be something else.
I think it will die down. But as long as there's social media, people will do it. Because it's just an excuse to put something on social media. And it's a way to be creative. And I think it is fun because you don't know.
As long as there are people, there'll be dumb stuff done.
Oh, for sure. You but know, I'm a fan of the, I think orange and purple needs to be the next thing.
For the record, I like the gender reveal. I would not say dumb stuff. I would not put it in the dumb stuff category.
Well, but taking the pitch on the gender reveal is in the dumb stuff category.
That's kind of dumb, but I love it because that means ball is life. That means your kid's in good hands right there.
That's true.
Your kid's in good hands if you're taking pitches in the gender reveal. And you know what? In this day and age of baseball where strikeout rates go up, I like that we're not just swinging wildly at whatever pitch is coming, right? Hey, I'm just trying to hit it as hard as we can.
At least he took the at-bat, didn't just take the intentional walk without four pitches.
That's
you know?
True. That's that it, that's
he,
good.
Does that mean he didn't want that child because he didn't take the pitch? Like he,
also, after that's it turned up. Pink, he did not look too excited.
Well, he took the pitch. I mean, I'm mad at the wife over there. He's like, throw me a good pitch right
she
here.
She could be a softball player.
We planned this. Well, not the way she threw that pitch. Not the way she threw soft toss.
He's like, I didn't want to have kids yet anyway.
Right, so he just didn't swing at all.
I mean, we could go into some other things, but, there are kids listening. I don't want to go into that. I just had two jokes that came into my head, and I immediately just removed them. Yes, no. I just removed my
head. How would you do yours, though, Clark? Would it be How would I do mine? Golf or would it be basketball?
It'd probably be whatever my wife said, honestly.
That's true.
It'd probably be whatever she wants. Like, you just tell me what to do.
You're ready to
Yeah,
be
that's
married.
Right. That's right. I just stand over there. Like, we know this. I've been talking about I've gone to baby showers where there's gifts and stuff. Like, guys just sit there. I mean, we're just shooting the breeze, having a beverage. We're just we're having a good time over there, eating some cake, whatever. And, like, this is about mom. It's about mom.
It's all about
and all the
woman.
Dudes are just standing over there. Be. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's what we got. Oh, yeah, that's right. I got you that. That's our contribution as guys.
Or you're saying, what's that?
Right. Because
you don't know what that is. Like, what's that right there? Oh, that's when you use for the baby when you do this. Oh, okay. Okay. Thanks. Good.
Please read the last text we got.
Michael at work. Didn't swing. Wasn't his. That's so messed up, man. I can't say that. I can't say that. It's a great video, though. I would encourage you to do it because I knew what was coming, and it's still like you're just still waiting on the guy to swing. Like maybe he swung and missed or something. Maybe he checked his swing. Nah, he just watched it.
I actually saw a compilation the other day. Of gender reveals. And I watched it. It was like 3 minutes long. I watched the whole thing.
Were there bloopers or were they good ones?
No, they were all good, but they were all a little different and creative.
Okay.
It was fun.
There's creative stuff out there. I didn't see this one. Kevin Chastain on Twitter show revealed it to me, talking about gender reveals.
Oh, yeah.
And I immediately started cracking up. I hadn't seen it, so it was pretty good.
It's really, really good. Let's get back to Louisville for a second. I want to play a little win game with Louisville, and I just want to find losses. Like, you know, for Clemson, let's say for Clemson, we assume somewhere around 10, 11 wins probably with the schedule that Clemson has. I'm giving 10 wins because if last year's team could lose to Pittsburgh, this year's team could lose to some Pittsburghish team, mm-hmm. and they have enough difficult games and enough uncertainty of places mm-hmm. that I tried to go into it with a bit of an open mind. And then there's this caveat, too, and we can sort of give Clemson some benefit of the doubt as locals that we don't give other places. So when I try to predict Clemson's wins and losses, I try to go into it with a base of knowledge that's similar to what I have for other teams. Like there might be some Louisville radio guy out there that knows more about guys at Louisville that I've never heard of, and mm-hmm. so I don't mm-hmm. care beans about this guy over here, but they think the guy's going to, you know, throw for or you know run for 1500 yards or something. Mm-hmm. So you got to try to balance it out a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, when we talk about Clemson, we have a little more knowledge about Kelly Bryant and Hunter Johnson and Zarek Cooper than a beat guy from another city covering another team. So we might be a little more confident after being at practice a few more times and seeing, he can do this, he can do that. We'll be fine. When they're like, who's the new guy? I've never seen the new guy play at all. They're going to stink. They're in trouble. So there is that there.
And there's also, I mean, like Christian Wilkins said, it's not the battle of the bad at quarterback. I think that was his quote. It's not the battle of the bad when we see these quarterbacks go. They're all very capable. I think most people would say still, even if you assume that there's some ability there, and I think we should give the benefit of the doubt there, mm-hmm. that there's some ability there, because it's not Deshaun Watson, that there's a bit of a drop-off, right?
Yeah.
You have to. I mean, Christian Wilkins even emphasize that you don't just replace Deshaun. Even though he did say it's not a battle of the bad, there's a lot of really good guys competing for the spot. I go against them every day. That's what he was saying. He did emphasize that he called Deshaun, I believe, a once-in-a-lifetime player. He did call him that in the interview. You can't just replace him and just think everything's going to go perfectly fine, as smoothly as before. Now, it still can be a very successful year, but you do have to allow for at least a little bit of variance if you're not going to have Deshaun under center.
Can you, let me ask you this. Can you go, can you win against this schedule without Deshaun?
Can you win against the schedule? Yeah. So,
let's look at how last many year. Win? Let's look at last year. Deshaun Watson is an exceptional quarterback. I mean, just an incredible quarterback, right? But if you look at last year, what happened last year, you may have been able to win those games with Deshaun, but not as impressively, not as decisively.
Sure.
Not with him being the star, right? Yeah, think about Oklahoma when we beat Oklahoma. We won that game without the quarterback being the star. The defense starred. The receiver star. You know, we had mm-hmm. different stars all over the place.
Right.
If you go last, so I'm saying this to say, you don't have to have a once-in-a-lifetime quarterback to win some of these games that are on the schedule.
And I also think this. We do this so much with, especially in pro sports, with free agency, where you add a 20-point-a-game guy and assume that if a team averaged 110 points, now they're going to average 130 because this guy, you know, it may not take 20 points. It might take 6, mm-hmm. you know, to be a little bit better. And from that standpoint, there were some games last year where I think Deshaun may have been the difference between a win and a loss. The Louisville game,
right.
The Natty, even maybe Virginia Tech where you had to score 42.
Even Pittsburgh. We're not in that game without him performing
That's
so
true.
Well on offense, even with the mistakes. But think about this. Did Deshaun play Deshaun football against Auburn?
No.
No.
Did we win that game?
Yes.
So if someone played as well as Deshaun played against Auburn, we can still win some games, but that was in concert with the defense.
Right.
In concert with other things happening. So as a team, you know, Deshaun wasn't Deshaun every single week. He was a little less than Deshaun. Sometimes he was a lot less than Deshaun, and we won. So if we get someone who's competent and all these other positions step up and play, then you don't need Deshaun every week to win these games.
I totally agree with that. My one pushback, I would say, give me a team on Clemson's schedule that is going to be significantly worse than they were last year. I think almost every team on the schedule is improving in some way.
Let me ask you
with
this.
With Auburn, Louisville, Florida State.
If you go down there, to me, there are a couple of teams that got better, but I think there are teams that got worse without their depth. And I use Virginia Tech as one.
Yes, Virginia Tech is one.
They searched the desert for a quarterback, I mean, for years in the desert looking for a quarterback. They lost him.
Yeah.
They lost their best receiver. They lost their best tight end, mm-hmm. hybrid. They lost their best, what, running back. They lost some defensive backs. And they were not recruiting as well as a Clemson to replace those positions.
I'm totally with you on Virginia Tech. When it comes to the big three, the Louisville, Florida State, Clemson discussion, I think that's the main issue that some Clemson fans are worried about because it's a common knowledge that Florida State got better. Okay, mm-hmm. they're going to improve when you add back Derwin James, mm-hmm. year two of Francois.
Well, if Derwin James had injury problems and you're playing him late, like if you're playing him September 16th, like you're playing Louisville, I think you count Derwin James. You almost have to hold your horses a little bit and say, this guy's had injury. I love Derwin James.
But how's Florida State going to be like preseason number three?
Can
people
I say
people
this
assume
about,
they're improved.
I agree
can
with
I
that.
Say this about Florida State? Yes, you should assume they improve because, number one, they're Florida State. We don't have to talk about how good that program is. But what was Florida State's biggest weakness last year?
Offensive line.
Is that any better by anybody's indications?
And you lose Dalvin Cook.
So the reason they lost last year, with all those other things being done, the defensive line's going to mm-hmm. be good. They got defensive backs that are good. The reason they lost was the offensive line. That has not improved.
And if you think about the one area with Clemson that is not going to take a step back, is only going to take a step forward, I would say it's in the trenches for Clemson on both sides. Now, you lose Carlos Watkins, not trying to downplay that, but you do have Dexter Lawrence and Christian Wilkins both inside. And that's maybe the one place where you would like to not lose anything. It seems that you can replace some skill guys or at least get some similar production, but as long as you are still solid on both lines of scrimmage, things can still be pretty good for you.
To me, that was the reason we were losing to Florida State in previous years because up front, on both sides of the ball, they were completely dominant. So that is the thing that will keep us viable in the Florida State matchup this year is that their offensive line is a problem. So when you have your quarterback running around, never on his mark because he's running away from Farrell and he's running away from Lawrence and he's running away from Wilkins and these guys, that is our chance. Even with all the other great talent they always have, that's mm-hmm. our chance.
And it does seem Louisville has lost a lot of guys on the defensive line. So you could say Florida State's problem, O-line, Louisville D-line. For Clemson, it seems both are solid. So that could be a difference maker.
I don't think Louisville is any better than they were last year, because I think for half the year, people freaked out and had no idea what was happening
there. Louisville are we talking about, right?
Right.
First or second half.
Well, and I do think that they had a little bit of that Houston, maybe a little immaturity. We assume that they're going to be more mature. I don't know if that's a safe bet, because I feel like that was a problem with them. You don't lose to Kentucky if all your players are dialed in, if your leadership's dialed in. Some of it is the renegade way they recruit it. Well, the renegade way they allowed people to enter their program on defense, I think. When that's your leadership core, the guys that other programs didn't want for, you know, presumably very good reasons, I feel like you're only going to be so mature. But I do think that Bobby Petrino has lost to Clemson close three times. Two of those were with Deshaun Watson. One, it took two great defensive plays, really probably three great defensive plays, to keep Louisville from winning the game when Deshaun got hurt and Cole Stout had to come in.
Adam Humphrey's punt return.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like at some point, Petrino is going to win one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I still go back to last year with a team. There's something wrong over there. And I'll be proven to be wrong this season. But with the talent they had and the success they had, there's no way they should have lost some of the games they lost last year.
I agree.
There's something going on over there that should not be going on if you want to be an elite-level program. Even with an elite-level talent at quarterback, something is going on for you to lose to the likes of the team that they lost to.
That's kind of my point, is the quarterback factor going to be bigger than the lines of scrimmage? I mean, is Francois and Lamar Jackson, will that advantage be too much for Clemson, depending on who plays quarterback? That's kind of the debate that we're going to have, you know, for the next couple of months.
We're going to have that debate in the next segment.
Okay,
because
perfect.
I want to know, given what we think Louisville can do against their schedule, does it make sense to put Louisville over Clemson in the Atlantic? We'll get your thoughts on it as well. 654-ROAR is the number on the North of Communication. Phone lines 986-1566. The text line's open at Quawk Dog, at Kelly Gramlich, at 105.5 The Roar, and at The Dutch Coleman on Twitter. Do that as well. Give him a follow and hit him up on Twitter during the show today. More to come, hour two. We're talking Louisville and the Atlantic Division. Coming up next.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get a large 32-ounce cup of legendary iced tea for just $1.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their spring special, get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch, go Tigers!
Retirement Funding Advisors is a fee-only investment advisory firm with a focus on qualified retirement plans. With the new fiduciary regulations effective, it's very important that business owners are aware of their fiduciary obligations. Many advisors don't understand all the aspects that make a retirement plan successful. Having worked with retirement plans for over 30 years, Rick and Carson Vaughn have the knowledge and experience needed to make sure you have a successful 401k plan. Call Carson today at 430-8544.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-989-4100. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-989-4100. That's 1-800-989-4100.
One of college football's greatest traditions happens at every Clemson home game. The players run down the hill and into the valley, everyone rubbing Howard's Rock to the excitement of Clemson fans everywhere. What you wouldn't know is that Howard's Rock has its own security system from Blue Ridge Security Solutions. The Rock is worth protecting, and these are the same people that protect my home, too. I'm Dabo Sweeney from Blue Ridge Security Solutions.
BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Serious Security. 888-407-SAFE.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Do you have standing water around your home? Well, it's probably also underneath your home. Standing water and musty air can cause damage to your home and affect the air you breathe. Canty Foundation Specialists can help you correct these problems. Standing water causes wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew. Call Canty Foundation Specialist for drier, cleaner air and a more comfortable home all year long. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Experience vaping on a whole new level at Vapor in a Bottle at 7704 Augusta Road in Piedmont. Whether you're just beginning or advanced, the vaping specialists at Vapor in a Bottle will gladly show you their wide variety of name brand juices and custom juices blended for premium flavor and consistency. Name brand tanks and accessories will enhance your vaping experience. Great prices, great people, and great vaping at Vapor in a Bottle in Piedmont at 7704 Augusta Road next to Tony's Pizza.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
They never lose their cool.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Don't be so quick to walk away. That's me. I wanna rock your body. Please stay. That's me. You don't have to admit you.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us.
Got time, but I don't mind.
Basically, JT in the flesh right here.
We didn't get to do JT the past 2 days.
Nah.
So I knew you were missing him. So
I was okay with it. I didn't, you know, I get a little self-conscious.
Don't, Clark. You know, you have a beautiful voice.
But you were at the reception. You know, like when there's a football game here, it's crazy. Like how people approach it. When it's a home game or when you're around your people, you're shaking hands, kissing babies, like you own it. You feel sure. Like you own it. I feel like I'm in the zone. I walk in the football press box at Clemson. I'm waving. I'm saluting. I'm pointing. Like people are applauding me in my own mind as I'm coming in, you know, like people are waiting on me to get there. And you go to these like ACC football kickoff and we feel good. They treat us well. But the people that feel at home are the Triangle Media people. Like they run it.
Except for how Dabo greeted us when we walked in.
That's true.
That was wonderful.
Hey, the home team, yeah.
That made us feel welcome. And it's funny you bring up the reception at the kickoff. I just want to ask a question. Did we get to play any cornhole?
We did. Cornhole was outrageous.
We
that
did.
Game was rigged.
Yeah.
Rigged.
Who came out triumphant?
It was an abomination. The greatest witch hunt in the history of cornhole. I mean, you won, but I was unaware. I wish we could have played again. I really was expecting... I wouldn't expect you to be bad at it. Like,
look,
I assumed
you
were going to be good
year.
At it.
Why were you expecting me to be bad?
I was down 16-0. I was playing fine.
Dutch, I almost shut him out, but I went...
Three.
I went over 21. You know when you have to go back after you go over 21? I almost shut him out.
Cornhole, mm-hmm. And you're shooting, you're tossing an object into a hole?
Yep.
That's Kelly's... That's her thing.
That's literally all I'm known for.
Look, I didn't realize.
I just ignored it. That's not Mark's thing, too.
Well, one of us got a scholarship, and the other one, you know, whatever. The point is, I didn't realize that I was going to have to, like, make them all, you know? Like, if you, like, especially early, like,
best
when you start
standard.
Cornhole, you got to kind of get warmed up a little bit. Like, you're just trying to get it on the surface, right?
Amateur.
Kelly's like, 3-3-3-3.
You forgot she had a sandwich in her hand. She's like,
I'm just going, they're not even looking.
I actually did.
I've got like 5 or 6 points.
I might have had a beverage in my hand while I was beating Quack.
Probably.
In cornhole.
I've got like 5 or 6 points, and Kelly's like, oh, I got 14, so that's 8.
No,
like,
no,
14?
No. Hold on.
That's not even possible.
You had 0 for a long time.
No. I'm saying like I scored 6 that turn,
oh,
and
okay,
you're like, oh,
okay.
I got 4. So that's plus 8.
She's
like,
great right. defense
like, how are you
on
doing
you too.
That?
Great defense too.
Here's the deal. I was so distraught by
which
the cornhole
was odd,
game.
I know.
I was so distraught by the. I'm pretty sure I left my sunglasses like sitting on the table beside. I can't find my sunglasses, so I had to go buy new sunglasses.
Sorry about that.
I was so jacked down. Whatever that, like the opposite of jacked up is. It was 16-0, and like I just you know, eventually I scored. Eventually I was scoring, and I came back in the game a little bit. And I mean, obviously she won because I spot her 16 before I realized what kind of game this was.
I wasn't better than you, if at all.
Quark is the guy on the gender reveal.
That's dirty. No,
I didn't
say
that. That was Quark.
I'll do cornhole for my gender reveal at one point.
I didn't even say that. That's actually a good one.
Yeah,
hit the board.
That could be fun.
No, because you just make it in. Everyone would have to like crowd around the hole to see what color powder was in there. You'd have to like make it on the board. I don't know if that's possible.
I could miss one on purpose, one.
I don't know if that's possible.
So he's saying Quark could use it for his gender reveal then.
Yeah, because he'd miss. Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Kelly legitimately was so good that she was too good. Like there were times where she would go down to 15. Because she'd make one. She's like trying not to make it. She'd make it anyway. Like,
yeah,
that's
that
like
was
how
my
I am
issue.
At the foul line.
That was my issue.
So, Kelly, when I go anywhere with Moses. my wife, we were at Six Flags in D.C., and she's playing the shooting basketball game where
yes.
they have like all the expensive stuff up there that no one ever wins. And she's shooting and she's winning, and there's like a crowd around the place.
Trust me, I believe like, it. I've seen it.
So I get like a Donovan McNabb jersey that no one ever wins. So it's been sitting up there forever. You can't even reach it. It's like, yeah, give me that right there. The best.
Get the crane. The crane?
Yeah.
What?
Get the crane out.
Oh,
what?
Man. She even does it at like Dave and Buster's or something. Oh. Like when the little game.
Pop a shot. That's my favorite thing in the whole world.
Crowds.
Pop a shot.
She'll get crowds around her on that. I'm like, wow.
Roy Philpott swears he has the record at Dave and Buster's in Greenville on the pop a shot. It's like 70-something.
Okay, you meet me there, Roy.
I know he's retired now. I told him I was going. He said 77 or whatever it was. I was like, what? He said, that's my record, 77.
That's
he said,
good.
I'm pretty sure it's a record in the place.
I'm going to have to go with Kelly.
Take his word for it. All right, let's play Win Game in Louisville. We played really with Quak and Kelly, like Seth and Amy on SNL. Really with Quak and Kelly with Louisville's schedule, which is a joke. The first game is Purdue at Indianapolis. So that's not a loss, right? We're going to find losses for Louisville, right?
I've been watching the Big Ten. They're going to win that game.
Okay. Then they have at North Carolina week two.
North Carolina lost everything. They're going to be looking for a new quarterback. They're Louisville win that game.
I have North Carolina sixth in the Coastal and not making a bowl game. Is that crazy?
Media has them fifth.
Is that crazy? I felt bad about it. I have Duke at 6-6, bouncing back. I think North Carolina, their quarterback is Brandon Harris. And they don't have the pieces that LSU had to make Brandon Harris look like not a horrible quarterback.
Oh, he went there as a quarterback?
As a quarterback!
We legitimately, because Kelly was like, he's not playing, he's playing receiver. I was like, no, they have him as a quarterback. And so we actually looked it up on air last week.
I thought he was going there to play receiver with Trubisky. So, Trubisky, you have a good quarterback to throw
him
the ball.
I think he's mainly going there to major in African-American studies.
Give yourself the rim shot right there.
Thank you. Thanks
so much. Give yourself. Yeah. That was nice.
I'll be here until 3.
That was nice.
That's a good one.
Then they play Clemson at home, September 16th.
I'm giving them a loss. Until I see otherwise, I'm giving them the loss.
It's a fair point. They could be like NC State. Where there's a 100% chance they don't have what it takes to win. Like NC State, just 100% chance they don't have what it takes to win. So maybe that is, okay? But that's one loss. If we're trying to find losses, that's one.
Hometown.
Okay?
That could be a loss.
Kent State at home.
Win.
Murray State at home. Win. Murray! Exactly. Kelly's falling asleep. This is September for Louisville.
These are home games?
These are home games.
Their fans are going to be upset.
Right. After the Clemson game, they basically, all the bourbon they drank at the Clemson game, they just go to the racetrack for 2 weeks.
You get
don't
Mary
even go
State
to the game.
And Kent State back-to-back at home.
Wasting That's... home games on that.
Oof.
Come on, Louisville. You're trying to be a big-time program. Let's schedule some real teams.
Then at NC State on a Thursday night after Murray State, which is essentially two bye weeks between Clemson and NC State. Bye weeks with games.
With a D-line that NC State has possibly harassing Lamar, I don't know how good NC State secondary is. I don't know. That's two teams that I always think they don't finish. They don't get it done. They don't live up to expectations or possible expectations. So you have the battle of those two teams. Who do you pick? Who's at home?
NC State.
NC State.
It's a Thursday night. They're playing at home.
It's hard for me to forget how bad Louisville beat NC State last year. By 40. I mean, that game was embarrassing for NC State.
And Lamar's still there. He's still the Heisman Trophy winner against NC State, even though they have that great defensive line. I'd have to give Louisville that one, too.
You would give Louisville the win. Would we agree that it's a potential loss?
It's losable.
It's a prop, you know.
Especially
it's
Raleigh on a Thursday.
Except for the other team is also a team that never steps up and wins a game that you think they might have a chance to win. They're good enough to compete, and then they'll lose.
All right, so that's a that's at least possible. So
it's a field goal.
We got the field goal game.
They're a field goal kicker.
Did they get Boston College?
They'll be
win.
Yeah, it's a win. Yeah. At Florida State. I'm going guaranteed loss. You don't beat Florida State by 50
2 years
and then
in a
not
row?
Have their pride, not have the pride thing go back to you.
How mad Derwin James was when we brought that up. I mean, just
he was upset.
He wasn't able to play in that game. Well, we didn't. Oh, he wasn't didn't mad, but we just kind of brought it up. As
wild guess which one of us brought it up? Who brought it up? Me or Kelly?
Kelly didn't bring that up. Savage.
It was me. Hard-hitting journalism, people.
Savage.
That's what I bring to the show.
I brought up WikiLeaks.
Yeah, Quark brought up WikiLeaks. I almost just walked up and left. I was like, I can't deal with this.
Well, I said, you know, aren't y'all ready to, like, let your play on the field be the story
he
now?
Stared
aren't y'all tired
through
of it?
Your soul when you asked
he
that
did.
Question.
He did. You know what? I had to ask it. We were he was vibing. We were feeling it.
Both of you guys are savage.
That was, like, the one time. Then I was like, I'm never asking a tough question ever again.
I asked Quinn Blanding about Louisville, and he got mad at me.
He did get mad. He got upset with the Louisville game. He really did.
I just asked him if he was going to circle on a calendar, and he was so appalled I would ask him that.
I definitely very keenly diffused the situation, but...
Bruh, you play for Virginia.
They still have a football... Oh, yeah,
that's my point.
Quinn Blanding, Virginia, where five stars go to die. When's the last time they had a five-star that actually wasn't like a scat back or a random defensive lineman
or
a receiver that caught 20 balls?
I'm changing the whole question. I'm stopping it. Where five stars go, and then I'm putting a question mark.
Well, isn't that what they did?
Why?
Like,
did
Mike
they go
London,
there?
Mike London would recruit five stars all the time, and then the rest of his recruiting class is two stars.
Yeah.
He'd have like the 40th best class with two five stars in it.
Or they couldn't figure out the most important position, the quarterback. Like,
true.
That's
true.
It'd be a mess.
Kurt Ben Kurt. They got the most boring quarterback in the league, Kurt Ben Kurt. His name's Kurt twice. So at Florida State, it's a potential loss. I'm going guaranteed loss there, but
I'm going loss revenge. They're gonna revenge. It's a revenge
at Wake Forest.
Win
dub,
especially without the the help they get sometimes.
And WikiLeaks,
right? Then they get a bye week. Now listen to this close of the schedule. This is such a joke. It's like they're playing the American Athletic Conference for a few games. Virginia after a bye week after at Wake Forest.
That's an American Athletic Conference game. There, go ahead.
Okay, Syracuse at home.
Syracuse is loud. They're louder than Death Valley, though.
They're playing them at home, though.
Oh, okay.
That's literally an old Big East game.
Yeah.
So if you want to make fun of the conference.
Boeheim going to be there? At Kentucky is their last one. Which they lost to Kentucky last
year.
I don't see them losing Kentucky again, even though they're playing at Kentucky.
But that goes to the reason why I just don't trust Louisville. You lost to Kentucky.
Are we giving Kentucky? Are we giving that a possible loss?
Yes.
Like I made
they
fun of it.
They lost to Kentucky last year.
I mean, we've been insulting Kentucky not to give it a possible loss. I mean, they beat them last
year.
That's
true.
I mean,
heck, Kentucky got finished or picked to finish third in the East or something crazy.
We gave them four possible losses.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's eight for sure wins for Louisville. I feel like them going 2-2 in the coin flip games is not that. You know, it's. For when you got Lamar Jackson, who could go for 500 yards at any time, all purpose, that's not that unreasonable to pick them to go 10-2.
If they go 8-4, 9-3, Butch Jones would be so proud of them.
That's true. That's true. 8-4, 4-4 in league.
If
so
the
proud.
Over under for Louisville was at 9.5, where would you go?
I would go stay away because it feels like a 9-10 win team to me. For whatever reason, I feel like it's going to come down to a tiebreaker between Louisville.
Scared. You put him on the spot.
I was afraid.
I'm going under.
You going under 9.5?
They're
going
to choke.
I think week three that it's more likely than not that they're going to beat Clemson at home in week three. Now, it's not a 90-10. It's like 55-45 or something, but I think because of that, if I think Clemson's going to drop a couple at some point, or maybe one more, all Clemson has to do is lose one more and Louisville lose twice, Louisville wins the tiebreaker. That's kind of how I feel.
As it pertains to the schedule, we know you have to play your divisional teams, right?
Sure.
Florida State from the Coastal draws Miami.
Yes.
Clemson from the Coastal draws Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech. Louisville draws the 5th and 7th place teams in that division in North Carolina and Virginia.
Right. And my two worst, because I've got North Carolina 6th.
Right, just in terms of what the media picked, yeah.
And they play North Carolina at the time when they're going to be looking at each other with, like, question marks on top of everyone's head, not knowing what anybody's doing.
And
or why Brandon Harris threw the ball right there.
Their non-conference Power 5 opponents are Purdue, Purdont, and Kentucky.
Exactly.
That's an easy schedule.
That is an easy schedule.
That's what I'm saying. It is a complete joke.
Oof.
So So Louisville picked third. I think they're the third best team. I think the standings reflect, at least at the top, the best team, the second best team, and the third best team, I think, pretty well going into the season based on what we know. But that Louisville schedule. Well, this segment's been brought to you by our friends at attractionsbook.com. If you go there, over $4,000 worth of coupons to restaurants and retailers. 50% profit on all the books you sell comes back to the organization, so they're not gouging you to death. There's no money up front. You pay for what you sell. You return the rest. It's that easy. Call them, 752-7383, or email cjbryant at attractionsbook.com for more info. If you mention you heard us on The Roar, you get a special group fundraiser incentive. And if you sign up with them before August 4th, you get a shout-out on The Roar so people know where to come buy the books. And we want to drive support to your organization. Fundraise the easy way. Meet your fundraising needs. They're here to help you succeed at attractionsbook.com. Short break. Final segment, hour two. Gary Stokin interview coming up later in the show as well in hour three. More to come. Out of Bounds in a moment.
Have you been in search for that perfect job opportunity? Well, look no further, because Carolina Heating Service is currently looking for individuals to expand their team. Locally owned and operated for over 35 years, we specialize in generators, electrical services, residential light, commercial HVAC sales, service and installation, as well as geothermal systems. Top professional opportunities available anywhere from electricians, installers, service technicians, management, and customer service reps. Worried about benefits? Carolina Heating Service has you covered. Enjoy paid holidays and vacation days, a 401k, training programs, major insurance, and full-time year-round stable work, as well as overtime opportunity. Basic qualifications include a drug test, background check, and physical, as well as a valid driver's license. Other qualifications are subject to position applying for. The search could be over for you soon. Make that career leap. Apply now at carolinaheating.com and join our award-winning team.
Hey y'all, Caleb here from Local Q. Did you know we offer amazing monthly specials in addition to some of the best barbecue in Greenville? Every month, our chefs collaborate to create four unique menu items, including an entree, sandwich, and dessert. More of a traditionalist? Come in and try our house-smoked wings with one of our five bold barbecue sauces. So if you're hungry as a hippo, join us at 30 Orchard Park Drive, Suite 7. Or check out our menu at www.localq.com. Remember, Local Q is 21 and up at all times, so don't forget your valid ID.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Football season is coming in hot, and First Team Sports is already gearing up with your top source for sports in South Carolina. Since 1994, First Team Sports has been your source for all sporting needs. The only place in the upstate to get new gear is First Team Sports, including varsity jackets. First Team Sports can custom make any style jacket for any school. Top quality products you won't find just anywhere. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sport. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard, call 268-6227. That's First Team Sports.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Vapor in a Bottle is now open at 7704 Augusta Road in Piedmont. Visit Vapor in a Bottle for quality brand juices like Cutwood, Pancake Man, Cosmic Fog, and Naked 100. You must try their custom houseplants, guaranteed to satisfy and stretch your dollar. Vapor in a Bottle has weekly specials, and ask about their free juice program. New at vaping? No problem. They have beginner kits and tanks from Smog, Wismac, and Sigelli. Visit the new premier vape shop in Piedmont at 7704 Augusta Road next to Tony's Pizza.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Okay, good luck with the slow descent into madness.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
than just an option.
Hey, hey, hey.
Refuse to be forgotten.
Hey, hey, hey.
I took a chance with my heart.
Hey, hey, hey.
And I feel it taking over. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour two continues. Out of Bounds. William Clark and Ms. Kelly Gramling. We're live in the Blue Ridge Security Solutions studios. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Check them out today. This segment brought to you by our friends at Custom Collision of Anderson. You know, I told this story the other day. There was a I was actually getting off of a ramp or onto a ramp or something. Like I was merging into the highway, and lo and behold, a guy, like it wasn't me, but it was the car in front of me that tried to swerve into another lane. A guy was coming up behind him, and he immediately had to swerve out of the way. And I'm thinking, okay, like I don't know whose fault that would have been, but you know, the guy barely saw the guy coming up on his left. The guy behind him may not have even been looking at the guy on his right. You know, it's just all kinds of, there's all kinds of ways where that just becomes a, it just becomes a frightening, nightmarish scenario where two people paying attention just end up in an accident. Because the right circumstances collaborate. And when that's the case, you need somebody that understands the added stress of the situation. Custom Collision does. They're going to work with your insurance company to ease the process for you. They are local. They are family-owned and operated, and they want to treat you like family. That's their ultimate goal as a business, as a company. They want to treat you that way. If you need them, call them. Talk to Ben Milstead about him. He knows the deal. 231-6900. That's 231-6900, or visit them if you need them. 4490 Liberty Highway in Anderson. That's 4490 Liberty Highway in Anderson. Let's go to the phones right now. Delvin is up with us next on the program. Delvin, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this afternoon?
Doing well. Hope you are.
Yeah. About this preaching phone, not shop, but, you know, I think that will start already start to motivate his team. Everybody want to how you gonna motivate him after the national championship? Because everybody keep talking about the players he don't have, like you said, but they're not talking about the players that he does have. And I think that he's just using that as motivation. And I wouldn't be shocked they back in the ACC championship game. They should probably win it again next year because of the motivation.
You know, the motivation is interesting, and I do believe, and we'll talk about this a little bit later in hour three because I want to kind of set the table for what we're gonna see tomorrow. I believe Clemson is gonna be a highly motivated team. You know, you can give Dabo Swinney no motivation, he's going to motivate, right? You give him nothing, and he's going to find a way to turn all the positive stuff you said into the wrong positive stuff. He is going to find a way to credibly motivate his team. I believe he's got a plan. That guy has hatched a plan. He is ready. He is ready to go forward with this plan, and I think they're going to be a really motivated bunch to repeat because Clemson second in the division. Florida State is a heavy favorite to win it in terms of how the vote tallies went. And I believe Dabo Swinney sees it, and I believe that he's aware, and I think they're going to use that as fuel this season. I don't think there's any question about it.
You know,
yeah, and I think he's motivating Caleb Brown, too, because you know, we all talk about Caleb Brown might not be the starter. He might move the receiver. You don't think he's telling Caleb Brown that? He said, all these people are down, you can't be the quarterback and stuff?
Devin, I think one of the things he does in recruiting is he recruits guys, high-character guys. I know it's a thing we always talk about. But if you look at the people that are on this team, a lot of these guys are the type of people that believe in excellence. They believe in being great regardless. They believe in the process, not just the result. So when you have a system that Dabo and staff has built that relies on a process rather than a result, you've heard Dabo said a bunch of times, when you build a system like that, that's why you can do those things, and you're looking at, well, what motivated them? Well, it's the process. They believe in the process. They build everything on the process, the process, the process, the process. One of the things we teach at Get Warrior Tough is the process, and that's what they do over there. So when you have a system that's been built in that, they've been inundated with process, 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 then you don't have to find all kind of sneaky ways to motivate people. Although you still use those things, that's not why things are going well.
Yeah, but I just find it interesting. I said he probably use all this motivation, and Clemson get off to a fast start. People gonna be shocked, but he won't be shocked because I told y'all this at preseason kickoff.
You know what? I agree, Delvin. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I agree that this is going to be a motivational few weeks for Dabo Swinney just because of the way things went. I'll say more about that later on. I want to get to the rest of the Atlantic if we can in this segment and just kind of go through and start to compare what the sentiment around the league is and what we said as individual voters in the Atlantic. I had Florida State, Louisville, Clemson. Kelly, you had Florida State, Clemson, Louisville, right?
I did.
My so that was a difference
picks
here.
Lined up with what the overall media picked, I guess.
NC State in fourth place, obviously. By the way, the gap between Florida State and Clemson was like 101 votes. Not that big. I mean, when you look at 1,100 was what Florida State got. So there were 37 people that thought Clemson was going to be first, and it also tells me this. There were some people that thought Florida State was going to be third. 9 people thought Louisville was going to win it, and maybe there were people that thought Clemson was going to finish second, or maybe Clemson, Louisville, Florida State was something that people thought was going to happen this year.
When you vote Clemson, the people that voted Clemson to be number one, the people that voted Clemson to be number two, quite frankly, to me that signs, I was just talking about with Delvin, that there are a lot of media people who believe in the process that Clemson has created, because you just lost a generational talent at quarterback, and you still think they could be first in this conference with a Florida State in that division. They can be first with a Louisville. So that means, again, it goes back to Dabo's building of a program based on a process. These people believe that this can still be done after losing a Deshaun Watson.
And part of it, too, I think it is a belief in Clemson and this idea that Clemson is here to stay, even when you lose a transcendent talent like Deshaun. But also, I mean, how many teams in the history of college football have been voted third in their own division with a returning Heisman winner? I mean, I think it shows a lack of faith in Louisville's program and what they're building.
There haven't been that many programs with a returning Heisman winner that finished third. That's the thing.
Right.
You're talking about a very select group like a Johnny Manziel or a Robert Griffin or somebody like that, where oftentimes a Heisman winner is from a program that at least performed at an elite level.
But still, I doubt the year that Manziel came back after winning the Heisman, A&M was not voted. I bet they were voted second.
I bet they
behind
were second.
Bama.
I think that's probably
not
right.
Not even in that division would they have been third. I'd be really intrigued to see when this has ever happened, because it just kind of, I mean, and part of it too is Lamar Jackson won the Heisman in September and October, so maybe some of the performances that he had down the stretch are still kind of in people's memories too.
In the bottom of this, NC State obviously fourth. We thought that was probably the most sure thing of all of them. And they're solidly entrenched at fourth place. And then it gets a little interesting, because I just was not lining up with my last three. What was your last three in the Atlantic?
My last three were Syracuse, Wake Forest, Boston College.
Mine was Syracuse, Boston College, Wake Forest. And essentially, Boston College, Wake Forest, like 5-7 type teams, where Boston College gets Wake at home. So do you break the tie that way?
Who'd you have last quarter?
I had Wake Forest.
You just made them angry. They're going to finish third to last now.
Third to last? They go all the way up to fifth, climbing?
I don't know how anybody can put Boston College anywhere but seventh.
Well, because I have them going 5-7, and I have Wake Forest going 5-7, and they play Wake Forest. And I don't see that much difference between BC and Wake.
Wake Forest has a semblance of a quarterback. I mean, of an offense. At least they have two that are decent.
They have two that are bodies. They have two warm bodies.
They have
there.
Two that this is a quarterback.
Right.
That situation. I think Steve Addazio, I mean, and you made a bold prediction, I believe, before this season that no ACC coach would be fired. And you were right.
I was correct.
All of them were retained. I think that prediction will come to an end this year, and this will be Steve Addazio's last year in Chestnut Hill. And that's one of the main reasons why I have BC seventh.
BC returns 14 starters. Now, the quarterback's not one of them. But think about Wake Forest starting quarterback last year, John Walford, who may not be the starter this year, had 9 touchdowns and 10 interceptions and 1,700 yards.
We act like BC had this amazing defense, and they were top 10 in yards per game, but they still allowed 25 points per game. I mean, they just couldn't capitalize on stops. People still scored on them. That was only about top 50 in their points per game. There's this whole, yes, BC has a solid defense, but they still get scored on. And if you're allowing 25 points per game, if you're Boston College, you're not going to beat anybody, because you can't score 25 points per game. There's no way they
do
that.
You know how many points Boston College scored last year? 20.4.
Yeah.
You know how many points Wake Forest scored last year? 20.4.
Well, there you go.
Exactly the same. And Wake Forest scoring defense was a lot better, but their rushing, passing, and total defense is a lot worse. And without further investigation, I have no idea how that's the case.
And weren't you siding with BC? Because I think BC does get Wake at home.
BC is Wake at home. I'm not saying that Bozgov's better than Wake Forest. I'm saying the game is like week two, and they play at home.
In the end, it's Wake, Syracuse, BC. They're going to finish somewhere in 5, 6, or 7. And that is what it is.
And also, you can make the argument that Syracuse should be last, but I am believing in, much like people believe in Clemson's system, I'm believing in Dino Babers year two, where he's
Babers.
Had +2 and +5 in his first two stops, year two of the building process. I'm assuming they're going to be +2 from 4 wins to 6 wins.
I mean, with the crowd that they have at Syracuse, which is
it's better
than Death Valley, mm-hmm. I think they're going to be at least +2.
Coastal Division's kind of interesting. Because they have six. How somebody's picking? I kind of understand Pitt, even though they lost a bunch. I don't understand how anybody's taking North Carolina or Duke to win this division. Even if you hate Miami and have vowed to your great great grandmother on her deathbed that you would never pick Miami to win a division or conference, you can't choose North Carolina or Duke as one of those. Those eight people should be banned from voting next year.
You know what's crazy? Look at the top 5 teams in the Coastal. Not a single one has a returning quarterback.
That's true. Duke.
So, I mean,
Duke is the
maybe
is
you
the
pick Duke because they're returning Daniel Jones. The same person who voted for Daniel Jones as ACC Player of the Year is the person who voted Duke first place in the Coastal. And I think it was
Spurrier?
Daniel Jones' father
or Spurrier?
Who somehow got a press credential.
He didn't get a press credential. That was a joke. Some people might think you're for real about that. I had Miami first. I believe in the other stuff that's coming back with Miami.
And Mark Richt.
Right, and Mark Richt. And the fact that they always beat Georgia Tech. Well, Mark Richt always beats Georgia Tech. His record against Georgia Tech's insane. His record against Paul Johnson's insane. He's going to win that game. I have Georgia Tech second, though. I have Georgia Tech, then Virginia Tech, then Pittsburgh. So I have the same top four, and then I just flip Duke and North Carolina because I don't know how anybody can pick North Carolina. Well, if you think Duke is also not going to a bowl game, you can do that. I'm looking at, when we come back, we need to do this. Gary Stokin in hour 3, but I also want to get to North Carolina's schedule. We really didn't do this. I looked at their schedule and legitimately found it difficult to find 6 wins. 6 games that I thought they were more likely to win than not. They certainly could go 8-4, but given what we know about them, their schedule is, for a team with their talent level, it is difficult.
The opposite of a Louisville cupcake schedule.
Yes, it is. I mean, their first game is Cal. We 100% sure they're going to beat Cal at home?
Nope.
That's like their 8th toughest game this year, 7th toughest game. They've got some tricky ones in there. It's kind of fascinating. I'm going to make the case that North Carolina may not make a bowl game when we come back. And you guys respond in kind. Dutch, you got to run. You got to run. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Thanks for having me. I miss you guys. I miss
Likewise.
The listeners. Man, I miss the area. I miss everything. So, great to be here.
Absolutely. Best of luck with the symposium. Hour 3 coming up next.